Unit 6, Law and Crime. Reading 1.
The Reliability of Eyewitnesses. In 1984, Ronald Cotton was convicted of rape and sentenced to prison. The victim identified Cotton as her attacker and went on to testify twice against him, even after seeing Bobby Poole, the man who boasted of committing the crime. 10.5 years after the conviction, DNA testing proved that Poole was the rapist and that Cotton was innocent. Cotton was one of an estimated 4,250 Americans each year who are wrongfully convicted of crimes based on inaccurate eyewitness identifications. How reliable are eyewitnesses? How much importance should juries place on eyewitness testimony? Over the past 50 years, scientific research has revealed that eyewitness testimony is often an incorrect account of what actually took place. Scientists now know that the human mind does not act like a video camera, recording and replaying everything within its viewfinder. Rather, human memory is a complex process, vulnerable to distortion at every stage. The gathering of information into memory involves a three-step process, and errors are possible at each step. During the first step, an event is perceived and bits of information are stored in memory. Since the human mind can't process and retain every possible piece of information, it consciously and unconsciously determines which details are stored in the memory, according to where the viewer's attention is focused. In the second step, the brain sorts and retains the memories for later retrieval. In the third and final step, it is possible for us to search our memory files and locate information. The type of event observed is significant in determining the accuracy of details the eyewitness is able to recall. Important event factors include the length of the observation and the complexity of the event. If an observed event is fairly simple, such as two people fighting in the street, it is relatively easy for an eyewitness to recall details accurately. However, if the event involves several people fighting, it becomes much more complex, and eyewitnesses experience much greater trouble in correctly remembering what happened. Experiments have shown that fear, stress, and anxiety can disrupt the normal perception process and distort the memory. Under stress, people focus only on details they feel are most important. Weapon focus is an example. If someone is faced with a gun, he or she is much more likely to focus attention on the gun rather than on the person holding it. Additionally, our expectations have an effect on perception. People tend to see and hear what they expect to see and hear. In a fascinating experiment, subjects were shown a photograph of several people standing in a subway train. Among the people, a white man holding a razor was apparently arguing with a black man. When asked to describe what they had seen, subjects often inaccurately remembered that the black man had been wielding the razor. This is because most people would expect a black man to commit a crime. Memory can also become distorted while in storage. Since memories degrade over time and portions of an event can be forgotten, people creatively fill in the gaps created by long-term memory loss. This is because the human mind prefers a complete picture. An individual's memory can also be altered during the storage step by intervening occurrences. For example, a witness may read or hear about a crime he or she witnessed. The mind tends to incorporate this after-the-fact information and combine it with the previously stored memory. Recently, courts have begun to acknowledge the problem with eyewitness reliability. Sometimes judges allow expert testimony to educate jurors about common misconceptions with eyewitnesses' memories. A common saying in the United States legal system is, "Better to let 10 guilty people go free than send one innocent person to jail."